going to give you a step-by-step formula of how you can actually build confidence. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. Guys, today I've got a very special episode. I just got back from Cabo, as most of you know, an amazing event. Tons of networking, tons of value, and a very beautiful resort as well. On the way back, I was talking with a team leader that I coach, and he asked if I could zoom into his team to share a message around confidence. He said his agents seem to be struggling with confidence in this marketplace. They don't have the confidence to make the call. They don't have the confidence to ask for the business. They don't have the confidence to just show up as the best version of themselves. And so I did a presentation to them on confidence, and it was so good. It was so impactful that I wanted to share it with you guys today. And so, no, it's not going to be a recording. I'm going to share it with you live, and I'm going to share it with you my thoughts and how you can actually apply this to build more confidence in your life. So I'm going to give you a step-by-step formula of how you can actually build confidence, because I think a lot of us think that confidence is something that you're born with, but the reality is confidence is a skill that you can build. And I'm going to share with you how you can build that today. All right, so let's dive in. How can you show up as the best version of yourself? How can you show up like a top agent, like a top leader, even when you don't feel ready? So let's start with something that might change the way that you look at confidence. You see, most people believe confidence is something that you either have or you don't. They look at the top agents or coaches or people that they look up to, and they think, well, they were just born with confidence. Well, they're just wired differently than I am. Or, man, they've really got the personality for this business, whatever it may be. But let me tell you something. The truth is, that's not what's happening. That is not the truth. You see, confidence is not personality. Confidence is built. Confidence is a skill that you can build. No one is born with confidence. You see, and the biggest lie that people believe, and to be honest, I don't even think we believe this. I think we convince ourselves of this. But the biggest things we convince ourselves that is true, because let's be honest, there's two truths in this world. There's the truth, and then there's our truth. And a lot of times those are not in alignment. So a lot of times what we tell ourselves and what we convince ourselves of is that confidence comes before the action. Meaning, once I learn more, then I'll make the calls. When I feel confident, then I'll do the thing. When I feel confident, then I'll ask for the appointment. When I have all the training in the world, then I'll do an open house. But the truth is, confidence doesn't come before action. Confidence is the reward for the action you take. I'm going to say that again. Confidence does not come before action. Confidence is the reward for the action that you take. See, confidence grows when you start proving something to yourself. How do you prove something to yourself? It starts with one very simple thing. How about you start by keeping the promises that you made to yourself? It's a great place to start. So before I dive deeper into kind of the steps, I want to talk about that voice we all have in our head. That subconscious brain that is extremely powerful. I think we've all been aware that we have this voice, and we use it in so many different ways. But I'm going to share with you how I think some of us use it, including myself, in not the best ways, and how sometimes we can adjust that and use it to our advantage. So, like, we all know there's a voice in our head that's always watching us, right? We have that subconscious in our brain. We all, that is either talking us into something, talking us out of something. It's very, very powerful. We all talk to ourselves. You know, the voice, the one that you hear, that hears you say, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to make my calls today. You know what? Today's the day. I'm going to go to the gym today. And then 3 hours later, you didn't make your calls. You didn't go to the gym. Or you say, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to follow up with my hot list. I'm going to follow up with everybody in my pipeline. I'm going to eat healthy foods today. I'm going to track my macros. Then you get busy. Things get out of your control. I'm going to say that again. Things get out of control. It's never out of your control. Let me correct that. But the day gets busy, and then the thing that you said you would do never happens. The truth is that voice, it's always watching you. It's always listening to you. And every time you break a promise to yourself, that voice starts whispering to yourself, see, I told you you're not that person. See, I told you you wouldn't go to the gym. See, I knew you wouldn't make your calls. You say you're going to do things, but you don't mean it. That's the voice because of the lack of action. And here's the crazy part. That same voice is also watching you when you keep your promises. So when you say, I'm going to have 10 conversations today, and you actually do it, now that voice changes. When you say, I'm going to go to the gym today, and you actually do it, now that voice changes. And it starts saying something completely different. It's like, ooh, maybe I am a person that does the thing I say I'm going to do. You see, confidence is built when you start proving to yourself that you do what you say you're going to do. And said differently, confidence is trust in yourself. And trust in yourself is built by keeping one promise you made yourself at a time. I was listening to a Andy Frisella podcast recently, and he gave an analogy that I think relates here. So let's pretend you were a character on a Madden NFL football game. And one of the skill attributes that you have is confidence. And let's say your confidence was at a 50. Your confidence rating was at a 50 as this Madden video game character in a video game. And every single time that you kept a promise to yourself, you added one skill point. So you went from 50 to 51 to 52 to 53 to 54. You get it. Meaning that every time you keep the promises you made, you promise you made to yourself, you build confidence. Your character becomes way more confident. But also the alternative has happened. Every time you say I'm going to make my calls and you don't. Every time you say I'm going to wake up early and you don't. Every time you say I'm going to do an open house and you don't. Every time you say what anything that you say and then you don't do it and you don't keep the promise you made to yourself, your score goes down. It goes 49, then 48, 47, 46. You get the point. So the truth is, I believe that is very, very similar to how we live our lives. I know that's a video game analogy, but just keep the promises you made to yourself and watch how your confidence score continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. So, hope that's helpful. See, the truth is, confidence is not something you're born with. Confidence is a skill, and skills can be learned. Confidence is a skill, and skills can be learned. So I built a little system I'm going to share with you, and the system is extremely simple. So confidence grows when you do three things consistently. Number one, you keep promises that you made to yourself. Number two, you stack wins. And number three, you expand your identity. So I'm going to break this down for you. So before I go into these, just a reminder, if you haven't listened to this episode yet, you need to go back and listen. I've listened myself 5 times. And there's many trainings that I've been asked to zoom in to do around identity. I believe it was 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Go back and whatever feed you're listening to this on, whatever podcast platform, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, whatever it is you're listening to on right now, go back 3 or 4 episodes and it's called Identity. Go back and listen to that. It's a shorter episode, but it is so good. There's so many things that if you apply that, you will be a better version of yourself. And so I'll get to more of that later when I talk about identity in this show, but the full breakdown of that is in a previous episode. So the truth is, confidence is an inside out job. You see, as a coach, as a team leader, as someone who's constantly putting myself in bigger rooms, I'm around a lot of people. And I think so many people have confidence wrong. They think, if I'm a real estate agent, they think, well, when the market gets better, then I'll get more confidence in my business. When interest rates go down, then I'll get more confidence. But the truth is, none of those things affect confidence. Confidence is an inside out job. Any confidence you get external is fleeting, meaning easy come, easy go. So if you need someone else to give you a compliment or pat on the back and you think that gives you confidence, it may give you confidence, but it's temporary. The confidence that sticks, the confidence that compounds, the confidence that you have control of and you can grow each and every day, it comes from inside of you. The growth of you is already inside of you. The best version of you is already in there. We just got to get that person out. And so stop relying on external factors to become confident and realize confidence is an inside out job. So let's go deep on these three things. Number one, keeping promises to yourself. It really sounds really simple, but how many times do we not keep the promises that we make to ourselves? So many of us struggle with this, including myself. As an example, I told myself before I went to Cabo, I'm going to eat healthy and still go to the gym. I didn't either of those things. You think my confidence increased or decreased in Cabo? Decreased, because I didn't keep the promises I made to myself. I made excuses instead of doing the thing that I knew I needed to do. So every time you tell yourself you're going to do something and then you don't, you lose trust with yourself. Imagine this. How many people in your life that you have that when they tell you they're going to do something and then they break their word, do you have trust with them, or do you have more trust or less trust with that person? They said they were going to be there and show up to pick you up from the airport when you fly back home, and then they didn't show up. The next time you go to the airport, you call on the same person? Probably not, because you lost trust with that person. It's the same thing with ourselves, guys. Our self-talk is powerful. Our brain is always asking us one question: can I trust this person? And if we can't trust ourselves and the answer keeps being no, guess what happens to the confidence? It disappears. And so many of us, we get caught up in all this hype and we want to say these big things because it sounds cool. And we say we want these big goals and then we don't back it up with the action because we're trying to sound cool and it's doing nothing but harming ourselves. Because you can't build confidence by not keeping the promises you made to yourself. But when you start doing what you said you're going to do, confidence grows. And here's something that's really crucial I want you guys to grasp. The promises don't have to be massive. They don't have to be huge. As a matter of fact, the smaller they are, the better. Because small promises kept consistently over time builds a person who trusts themselves. And that's where confidence comes from. It doesn't have to be something massive. It can be something super simple. Start small. Think progress over perfection. Start, like, let's map out your day on some little promises you can do. I'm going to wake up at 5:30. And when the alarm goes off, get your butt out of bed. I'm going to work out. As soon as you wake up, go to the gym. I'm going to make my calls during prospecting hour. When you show up to the office, remove distractions and make your calls. It's little simple things like that. Like, if you're going to say something, integrity is huge to me. It's one of my core values. And my definition of integrity is doing the right thing, especially when no one is watching. I think we can all relate to that in some way, shape, or form. But what about being in integrity with yourself? Are you the person that you say you are? Do you show up for yourself how you expect others to show up for you, or how you show up for other people? And sometimes people will say things like this, Matt, to me. They'll say, Matt, well, you know, I'm not good at making calls, and so it's just uncomfortable, and so I'm just not going to do it. It's like, how do you expect to get good? The truth is, guys, and this is a writer downer right here. Where did I get that writer downer? I think I got that from Cliff Freeman back in the day. I was on his podcast, and he said something I said. He said, that's a writer downer, and I just stole it from him. So anyway, get a pen and paper ready if you're not driving, because this is something that you could come back to and refer to. You see, sometimes you aren't good at something because you have not been bad long enough. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes you aren't good at something because you haven't been bad long enough. I'll give you an example. My 13-year-old daughter, she just started playing guitar. And she is obsessed with it right now. And so she's watched hundreds of hours of YouTube videos on how to play the guitar. You would think that gives her confidence, right? You would think, well, she's watched hundreds of hours. She's got hundreds of hours invested in this. That means that she's got to be great at playing the guitar. As soon as she picks up the guitar and starts playing it, how do you think it sounds? That's not very good. Because she did not take any action from the training that she watched. She isn't good at the guitar yet because she hasn't been bad long enough. And so many times, we forget that confidence is built through repetition. The real training doesn't happen in the classroom, it happens on the field. The real training on how to play guitar doesn't come from watching YouTube videos. It comes from picking up the damn guitar and playing it. And so many of us make this excuse and justification in our own head is that once I learn more, then I'll do more. But that's just you avoiding the doing. And you will never build confidence by learning more. You see, because here's the truth, learning equals changed behavior. And so that means in order for you to learn something, something in your behavior has had to have changed. And so if you go to into a sales training, if you go to a meeting, if you go to an event, and you learn, you're there to quote unquote learn. And when you leave that, nothing changes. Your activities, your behaviors, your habits, your routines, nothing changes. You have not learned. You have merely entertained yourself. So stop saying to yourself that I need to learn more before I do more, and start doing more, because that's how you'll learn more. We got it backwards. It's this weird cycle of avoidance that we have. We say things like, I'm a perfectionist, or I just need to have the perfect plan. Guys, perfect doesn't exist. Get rid of it. You got to realize that the only way that you get better at something is by struggling through it. The only way you get better at phone calls is by making more phone calls. The only way you get better at buyer's consultations is doing buyer's consultations. The only way you get better at listing presentations is more freaking listing presentations. The only way to become a better leader is by getting your reps in of being a better leader. You can listen to all these podcasts, and you should, but you better take something and go and apply it and change your behavior. So many of us have it wrong. And then we're sitting here like, well, how come I don't have more confidence? How come this is still a struggle? Because you haven't done the thing. Because you haven't done the thing. So that's number one, keeping the promises you made to yourself. Number two, stacking wins. The truth is, your brain builds confidence through evidence. I'm gonna say it again, your brain builds confidence through evidence. So every time you take action, you collect proof. Proof that you can do hard things. Proof that you can help people. Proof that you belong to be in the room that you're in. But most agents do something that kills their confidence. They focus on the losses. They focus on the struggles. They focus on the challenges. We've all heard it. What you focus on expands. So stop focusing on the wrong thing. Agents struggle on the listing that they didn't get. They struggle on that buyer who ghosted them and didn't show up. The leaders focus on that one time that I messed up with my agents. I led in front of a meeting and I did it wrong. Stop ruining your own confidence by focusing on the negative. Yes, you need to learn from it, but then move on. Because what happens is now you forgot all the wins. So shift your perspective. Remember those small wins we talked about earlier, keeping those small promises? Stack those suckers. Every single small one of those victories is a win. Remember it, because every single time that you add progress and momentum in the right direction, that builds experience. Experience builds certainty. And confidence grows when the evidence grows. And evidence grows when action happens. It always comes back to the action. So start stacking the wins. Don't focus on the negatives, focus on the positives. Number three, expand your identity. As I mentioned, I'm going to go over this briefly today. If you want a whole in-depth podcast on identity, go back 3 or 4 episodes. I'm telling you, guys, it was really good. So go back and listen to that, and it'll give you more in depth. But I'll go over an overview of it today. Because the truth is, this is the most important piece. Because you will never outperform the identity you hold about yourself. I'll say it differently. You will never outperform who you think you are. See, if you struggle, see yourself as someone who's going to struggle in real estate, someone, and you identify as someone who doesn't make the phone calls, you identify as someone who isn't going to be successful, your brain will prove that identity to be true. But if you see yourself as a professional, someone who can help people make the biggest purchase or sale of their lives, if you see yourself as a leader that can help people become the best version of themselves, you see, everything changes. Your tone changes. Your body language changes, your energy changes, because High achievers, they don't just behave differently. They see themselves differently. They don't see themselves as someone who's trying to sell something. They see themselves as someone who is serving people and solving problems. Because again, you will never outperform who you think you are. You got to spend some time realizing, who do I want to become? Who do I truly believe I am? And I'm like falling back in old habits and saying things like, well, I need to learn more before I do more. I'm a perfectionist. What does that even mean? Guys, that's just a form of avoidance. And you got to grow your identity to call yourself out on these things and stop putting that bad stuff in your brain. Stop talking to yourself in that way. Say things that are like the I am a high performer. I am a high achiever. I am willing to do what it takes to win. Because that's how you build confidence, and you got to truly believe it. But your identity has to grow. Again, a whole podcast on that 3 or 4 episodes ago. Go take a listen. All right. I'm going to end on this. I hope this has been helpful for you guys, because I think if you increase confidence, everything else around you becomes better and easier. I want you to think about, we talked about identity, so let's talk about visualization a little bit, which may help with this. I want you to picture the best version of you, the most confident version of you, the version of you that walks into the room with certainty, the version of you that when you pick up the phone to make that call to that recruit, you pick up the phone to make that call to that buyer or seller, you're calm, cool, and collected. The version of you that asks for the business without as hesitation. The truth is, that version of you already exists. The version of you that makes the amount of money that you want to make for you and your family. That version of you already exists. But as you're visualizing that version of yourself, how does that person show up? How do they talk? How do they dress? How's their energy? How do they follow up with clients? How do they treat people? Because the truth is, confidence isn't about becoming someone else. It's about stepping into the best version of you. And that happens when you have clarity on who that person is and act as if you are that person. I did a $1 million mastermind. I do them every quarter for our $1 million agents in our organization. But I remember one of the very first ones, I talked about act as if. If you want to become a top producer, you have to first act as if you are one. So many people think, I need to become and then I will do. It's the exact opposite. You have to act as if you are that person. If you want to become a millionaire, what do millionaires do? You want to become someone who makes $100,000 a year. What do they do? You want to become this next version of you. What does that person do? And then you have to emulate those things consistently over time. That's how you become that person. You don't first become that person and then you start behaving like that person. You have to first behave like that person, then you start becoming that person. All right, let's close this out. So confidence is not something you wait for. Confidence is something that you build. You build it by keeping the promises that you made to yourself. You build it by stacking wins, and you build it by stepping into a bigger identity. And the beautiful part is, you don't have to feel ready. You just have to take the next step. It reminds me of a book. I think it's called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse. The book's like, it's okay. But there's a story in the book that's really good. And so in this story, the boy and the horse, the horse talks in the story, and the boy and the horse are lost in the woods. And the boy's freaking out. It's like, I'm lost. I can't see my way home. I don't know what I do. And he starts panicking. And the horse says, take a deep breath. He says, I know you can't find your way home, but can you just see your next step? And the boy says, yes, I can. And the horse says, well, just take that. Too many times we make this way bigger of a problem than it is. But you got to take the next step. You got to do the next right thing right. And as soon as you start taking steps, you are getting closer to the best version of you. And that is the only way you build confidence. You don't build confidence by shouting affirmations in the mirror and hoping that some of those stick. You build confidence by keeping promises you made to yourself, stacking wins up on top of each other, and always growing into the next identity of yourself. So don't go out and wait for, don't wait for confidence, guys. Go out and create it. Hope this was helpful. As always, I appreciate each and every one of you. If this was helpful for you, please just do me a favor. I spend a lot of time developing these for you guys, and I love doing it. And the show is continually growing because of your support. But just share this with a friend. I ask you all to share it with a friend. I know many of you do. But some people are like, well, I shared that one episode that one time. Come on, guys. Share an episode every time. If something related value to you here, share it on social media. Share it to someone that you know that can benefit from this. And this show will continue to grow and will continue to serve the mission of making an impact in people's lives. Thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you next week. See ya.